Can we, would it be possible to give a working definition of Sankhara? It seems like Sankhara has been used by different people and just my experience, just everything from gross, you know, like thought formations to, you know, all this, any sort of subtle formation, like, you know, I've seen some authors say that, like, you know, Sanya and Vedana, Vijnana, those are all Sankhara as well.
Yes. Well, see, the thing is, a Sankhara is used in different contexts. Mm. So that they, I mean, it's a word that, literally, you know, means, you know, being something of a compounded nature. That's its kind of broadest meaning. But then it's used in the context of the khandhas, which then it's a mental formation. And then it's characterized by volition, so it has a specific use or connotation in that context. But then it's used in terms of, say, like in the broadest kind, like in the morning chanting, where we say sabbe sankhara anicca, so all things of a compounded nature are impermanent. Then it covers everything outside of Nibbana. But then it's, you know, there's also, I'd say, a bodily formation, which is then you're talking about the actual physical body, because sometimes it's used as a noun, sometimes it's used as a verb. You know, so it has a very broad usage. Like the Kaya Sankhara, that which conditions, it's like as a conditioner, something that is conditioning and compounding the body. So then it's generally referred to in terms of the breath. So it just has such a broad application. So there isn't one working definition. You have to see the context of what's used.